Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have the mainstream media, New York Times, NBC, continually screaming racist. And, you know, I don't think that they're doing anybody a favor. As a matter of fact, what they're doing is they're making that term a joke. And here on Martin Luther King Day, we should not be making that a joke. I don't support real racism. But when you label everybody that you disagree with a racist without any proof, you undermine the term. Stop using this in a careless way. But NBC News, the Virginia Second Amendment rally is a white nationalist rally. No question about it. Sunday, NBC News reporter Ben Collins told everybody that it's going to be. He tweeted out, he said, reporters covering tomorrow's white nationalist rally in Virginia. I'm absolutely begging. See, that's it. It's a white nationalist rally. Verify information before you send it out tomorrow. Maybe he should have verified whether it was a white nationalist rally before he put out that fake news at NBC. Anyway, even if it's a very sensational rumor that you heard from a cop, you know, even if the Democrats tell you that it's a white nationalist rally, maybe, Ben Collins, you ought to verify that before you embarrass yourself on Twitter and before you denigrate the term racist. Don't become a hero in neo-Nazi propaganda circles with made-up stuff. Yeah, that's right. Stop throwing that under the bus. We have in another article from NBC, Ben Kessler does the same thing, talking about Richmond residents fearing another Charlottesville. And this is how he opens up his article at NBC. As gun right activists, white nationalists, and militia groups prepare to rally, residents are praying. See, everybody is at the mercy of these aggressive people. No, the aggressors are the Democrats and the mainstream media. New York Times smearing a Trump supporter as a white nativist as they endorse the woman who lied about being a Native American, Elizabeth Warren. They endorsed her and Amy Klobuchar. And they just can't stop themselves from lying. I want to go to Alex Jones. He looked at the rally there, and one of the reports that he filed, he's talking about how the journalists are calling everybody fascists and racists. Here's Alex Jones.
InfoWars is reporting live all day at band.video, InfoWars.com/show. You guys ready?
I'm rolling.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm rolling.
There is no way to know how big this is, but the police we talked to estimated 50,000 or more.
There's just streets all around, four or five streets back, with just huge crowds of people in every direction.
And that's when the Democrats telling people to shut down the parking garages and putting up fences trying to block people. So this is really epic, and it just basically got started. And more people are pouring in, thousands and thousands can't get in. But we're going to be here today live covering in the aftermath. We pray the left doesn't start anything, but I haven't seen any Antifa. We've been all over this thing trying to find protesters, trying to find anti-gunners, and they just really don't exist. We're told Antifa's gone undercover, though, and made provocateurs something. They've also put out a hit list on InfoWars reporters and others, journalists, calling us Nazis. So once we're Nazis, we've been dehumanized and going to be attacked. These are the true fascists, truly dangerous, evil people. But InfoWars is reporting live all day at band.video, InfoWars.com/show. So help us spread the links so that patriot gun owners can't be framed by Governor Northam. People can learn what we're really saying and what the people are really doing. So stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide. Also enjoy what I found.
And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Take a look at how they are not only framing people, but slandering people. You know, we saw Nick Sandman I get a settlement, but that is nothing compared to what they're doing to tens of thousands of people now. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was talking about how a week ago, at another peaceful rally, a lobby against these bills, you had a much, much smaller crowd than we have today, but both of these have been peaceful so far. Nobody has been attacked by Antifa. I haven't seen anybody in masks, but of course, Governor Northam was so worried about any violence there. He has not talked about the fact that there is on the books a law against wearing a mask, especially under a situation like this. But he hasn't mentioned to try to keep something like this from happening. That if you show up wearing a mask, you'll be arrested. No. I think he'd like to see that happen. I think he'd like to see a conflict like that, especially after they corral everybody into this massive fenced-in area with a very small opening. But we'll wait and see. The people there have been far more peaceful and adult than the Democrats in that area. And, of course, the Democrats, after last week's much, much smaller lobbying, or if you want to put it as a protest or a peaceful redress of their grievances with the Democrats who want to overturn centuries of Constitution, common law, and culture, they withdrew their bill to ban AR-15s. And they said, well, they're going to come back. It's a very complicated thing. We've got to get rid of those assault weapons. And to which we say, you keep using that term, but I do not think you know what it means. Well, one guy who does know what it means is a Portsmouth, Virginia councilman, Nathan Clark. He participated in his city's Second Amendment sanctuary vote. And as they were voting as to whether or not there were going to be a Second Amendment sanctuary city in Virginia, he showed up carrying his AR-15 just so that the Democrats would be able to see what an assault weapon looked like. The Virginian Pilot reports that two liberals, Councilwoman Shannon Glove and Vice Mayor Lisa Lucas Burke, well, a hyphenated last name, were critical of Clark's decision to bring his gun to the vote, and they asked him to apologize for doing so. They were offended. They thought that it was very hateful, I guess, for him to do that. Another councilman, Bill Moody, defended Clark, saying, I do not believe that Councilman Clark needs to apologize for exercising his right as a law enforcement officer to carry his weapon to a public meeting. Well, you know, he is a law enforcement officer. That is his weapon as a law enforcement officer. It's not necessarily his right as a law enforcement officer. Yeah, he does not have any less rights than anybody else does. But, you know, he has that right. And it's not as a law enforcement officer. It's not as a councilman. It is as a citizen. As a citizen, he has that right. He says, I can appreciate liberals' knee-jerk reaction, said the other councilman defending him, but if they have a problem with the law, they should use the system they now control to change it, except they didn't control it. The council there in Portsmouth, Virginia, passed the Second Amendment Sanctuary Resolution by a vote of 4-3. And again, as you've got 136 as the most recent count that I've seen. Jurisdictions in Virginia have declared themselves to be sanctuary cities. West Virginia legislators have passed a resolution inviting them to secede. Because, you know, if you don't want to be slaves, you can go somewhere where they have a little bit more respect for people's rights than Virginia does. I would love to see 136 different areas leave Virginia, and you could have Governor Kuhnman there at his state capitol, wandering around, looking at his FEMA fence and wondering where everybody went. We also have some Virginia county supervisors getting some backlash, a public backlash in Prince William County. Supervisors there, the area was a Republican-controlled area. They passed a constitutional county declaration December the 10th of 2019. A Democrat board chair, Ann Wheeler, proposed another resolution, and the vote on the matter was suspended because of public backlash. So what they wanted to do was they wanted to overturn that, the Democrats, because, you know, nobody should be allowed to have an informed choice. Nobody should be allowed to have free speech, free exercise of religion, or the ability to defend themselves. I want to play for you in North Carolina, because the good thing about this is that it has raised people's awareness of the totalitarian aspects of the Democrats. And I hope people do understand that this is not simply about guns, but it is about every detail of your life that they wish to take away: your freedom, your choice, your informed consent. That's why I talked about the mandatory vaccine laws put out by the same cabal of totalitarian Democrats in Virginia. But it's not just the Democrats in Virginia. It's the people like Adam Schiff who are demanding that the silicon sensors that they have do the same thing on the social media sites. And if you don't understand where we're headed for the company town, then just take a look at what's happened with social media. If they can do that in cyberspace, they can do that in urban space. And they have their plans to do that. But we have, we won't get into that just at this point in time. Let's stay on the Second Amendment. We have a North Carolina sheriff's deputy. The guy's name is Tripp Kester. He is in Davidson County. There they were also debating a sanctuary county, and he had this to say. Let's play that clip.
My name's Tripp Kester. As you can see, I'm here. I just want to personally...
Could you pull that mic up a little bit?
Is that better? Okay. I just want to personally and publicly go on record supporting this resolution before us this evening. You know, guys, it's simple. Like a lot of them have said, the Constitution needs no explanation. It's been enforced for several hundred years now. It's easy to understand. It says what it means. It means what it says. And the last time I read the Declaration of Independence, it specifically reminds all of us that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, which means God-given, among these life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that governments were instituted among men specifically to secure our God-given rights. And it says when government becomes destructive to these ends, meaning when they go above and beyond trying to secure our liberties and trying to take them, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish that government, either by voting or ultimately, God forbid, to use our Second Amendment rights to protect ourselves from tyranny. And I'm just asking all of y'all to unanimously join our sister counties of Wilkes, Surrey, Stokes, Lincoln, and Cherokee and get on board with this thing and publicly demonstrate to us that you're willing to uphold and honor the same oath I took when I put my hand on God's word and held my other hand up to him and swore that I'd give my life to defend that Constitution. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but regardless of what y'all do or don't do, I'm not going to enforce an unconstitutional law. I'm going to... protect the people of this county regardless of what's done here. So I'm just praying. I've been praying about this thing all week that God would touch y'all's heart and say, hey, let's get on board. Let's do the right thing. Let's let these people know that we're here to support them, and we're not going to allocate any personnel, finances, resources, or facilities to infringe on their liberties. Thank you.
All right, that's a law enforcement officer who takes the law seriously. He's not there to overthrow it, which is what we're seeing from the Democrats. I mean, when you go back and you take a look at DACA, for example, That was one of the chief law enforcement officers of the country, Obama's Department of Homeland Secretary, Janet Napolitano, saying, I'm not going to enforce immigration law. And then Obama puts it out, yeah, this is our executive order. Because, you know, he's above her. He's actually, the president is actually the chief law enforcement officer. That's why if you have a political figure like Joe Biden who is bragging about corruption, it should be investigated. President Trump has not only a right but a duty to do that, whether it's to his advantage to do that or not. But, you know, when you have a law enforcement officer who says, I'm not going to enforce what is law, the courts are now saying, well, yeah, President Trump can't have a law enforcement officer who does enforce immigration law because we've got one judge somewhere who says that. That's why, folks, we have to destroy judicial supremacy because it is the basis for these criminal plans that they have. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do these people get elected and how do they think they're going to win the next election? Part of the impeachment clown process, but there are other things involved as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is Greg Reese reporting for InfoWars.com in Richmond, Virginia, for the annual Second Amendment rally. This year is much different because Governor Ralph Northam is not only threatening to kill babies after birth, but he's also threatening to take everyone's guns away. So we have thousands of people that have showed up to defend our Second Amendment here in Richmond, Virginia, the capital of the Commonwealth. And what I've heard so far is that they're only letting in mostly the anti-gunners into the makeshift cage they built around the Capitol that they're keeping guns out of. There's a line wrapped all the way around the block to get into this cage. There's only one entrance. There's a metal detector so no one's allowed to have weapons in. And from what I've heard, they're controlling the amount of people in so that they can have more anti-gunners in there than not. I'm now inside of this fence that they just put up in the last week for this event. Behind me are the metal detectors that were set up. There's over a dozen of them, and there's a long line of people getting through. Several of the Virginia State Police are here to monitor all this, and this is all hype. This event happens every year here in Virginia. Virginia is a very proud, pro-constitutionalist, pro-freedom state, always has been. It's one of the oldest states in the Commonwealth of Virginia. This year, it's much bigger than it has been traditionally every year because of Governor Ralph Northam's threats to confiscate people's guns. Now, I never thought I would live to see the day when the U.S. politicians were going to openly call for gun confiscation, but we're there. And so we are now inside of this Capitol. You can see the fence all around me. It's a strange feeling. And illegal laws were passed by the governor to prohibit people from carrying weapons inside this fence line. And that goes against the Constitution. The Virginia Supreme Court actually backed it up. So we have thousands of people outside of this fence that are carrying legally, which is kind of the point of this rally and always has been. But everyone inside of the paddock here is disarmed. I believe people were allowed a blade shorter than 3 inches, so maybe not completely disarmed. But we are looking for the anti-gunners. I've yet to see them. I understand that they're here somewhere. But all I've seen so far is hundreds and hundreds of patriotic Americans that are fed up with the madness.
All right, that's Greg Reese, and he was reporting what it was like to be in the FEMA cages that have been set up by the governor. A very dangerous, provocative situation. Of course, you have to go through a metal detector. They have stepped up their efforts to ban and confiscate guns, so you have people who go there every year to peacefully lobby. They have stepped up their efforts as well, and so they tried to discourage anybody from going there, but we have a lot of reporters on the scene, and we have Alex Jones there live, and he is on the line right now. Alex.
Well, David, you know, I've been on here 25 years. I've known you, what is it, 8, 9 years? How long have you been working with our force, David?
Yeah, coming up to 8.
And we've all done a lot of amazing things. Thanks for listener support and thanks to, you know, our own initiative. But I got to tell you, what happened with Virginia and what the governor tried, what the deep state tried, and how he declared an emergency and said we were going to shoot cops and we were racist and you know, trying to demonize people open carry, totally blew up in his face. The police department's now estimating 50,000 extra people came in. They tried to put a cordon all around it for 5-6 blocks, some areas 10 blocks away. They told companies to close all the parking garages around it, not just so people couldn't be shooters in the garages, but parking garages a couple miles away so people couldn't find parking. But there were at least 50,000 people. Northam shut down at least 80% of the grounds of the Capitol, so it was a tiny sliver where people could be. That was standing room only, to the point of I had my wife with me, and I just said, we're going to get out of here, because it was one entrance and one exit, and the fact that it was starting to sardine in there, and the gates had only been open about an hour and a half, we got out of there, and then saw gigantic masses of people, every angle, every street probably had 5,000, 10,000, I mean, it was, when I say 50,000, that's what the police are saying. It was massive. And, of course, the press is going to try to cover that up. But the real issue here is that everything Northam tried blew up in his face, just like Russiagate has failed, just like Ukraine Gate has failed, just like them trying to set us up with child porn failed, and the FBI said we were the victims. The globalists do not have the power to act with impunity now, but they still operate like they're in total control. And I use the analogy of 1945. The last 2 weeks, the Russians had gotten into Berlin, with a 3-million-man army. The Weimar was completely collapsing, and Hitler was in his bunker still believing he was giving orders to armies that did not exist, and no one wanted to tell him that, you know, even the officers that basically committed suicide or were dead, and that they had failed. They had fallen. We had the head of the SS, Heinrich Himmler. He had already run off and tried to meet with the Allies, make a secret peace deal. You know, they wouldn't let the Russians in, but the U.S. said no to that. So once they grabbed him, they made him commit suicide with cyanide. But the point is that it's that same thing where they're in their bunkers, they're in their Hollywood systems, they think the propaganda's working because they used to have us asleep. They thought we were intimidated. I make this point all the time. They thought they were intimidating us when the average person was asleep. That's why the propaganda worked. But now that people are awakening, none of the propaganda works. And I just got to tell you, I'm so proud of the listeners and the viewers that made this possible, because I can tell you every person we talked to was an InfoWars listener and was a supporter. And to see our listeners and our supporters that are the InfoWar coming out here peacefully when they violated every federal, state, zoning, fire marshal law, OSHA, you name it, under Northam's executive orders, tried to create a stampede, tried to engineer something. Their Antifa was out here saying they were going to attack InfoWars with the hit list of Owen Schroyer and others. It failed. They choked. They backed down. And now everybody's going home with a major victory, and Northam has egg all over his face. And so just everything it takes to do this, the people coming out, InfoWars, they're covering it. That's going mega viral. Drudge Report linking to it. We're getting traffic to the servers that is the highest we've ever recorded right now. And this is just one little thing InfoWars is part of. We're just a blade of grass, you know, in an ocean of souls that want freedom. And there were so many Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian patriots there. There were so many active duty military there wearing masks. They wouldn't get in trouble. There was just so many good people, and the spirit of these people and how alive they were. Now, they were standing up and they were told, don't come here, you're a terrorist, you're a white supremacist. Don't come here, you're going to die. And they stood up to it. And it was just a beautiful thing to see, David, the system's attempts at suppression failed and blow up in their face. What's your view on this, David?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we've seen. We've seen that kind of projection, that kind of slander. And it's not just in Virginia. It's at every level of the Democrat Party. It's not just the East Coast. They're doing it in Washington State to Matt Shea as well. You're a domestic terrorist because you support the Second Amendment. We've got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones in Richmond, Virginia. Stay with us.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow, because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again, because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the right products.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm gonna play part of this song because when I was growing up, I'd hear it in high school, and I liked it because I love America, and I was proud of my country, and I knew history, I knew it was special. But also about the problems in America. So I saw it as kind of arrogant and kind of somebody bragging. Not even what Glenn Greenwood was saying, just as a man or somebody becoming a man, I may come off as confident sometimes. But I don't like being arrogant, and so I didn't like to be boastful about America. But then as I got older, I realized why my family cared about America so much, why they cared about Texas so much, was because they realized it was under attack and that people were trying to take it over and set up something a trillion times worse. And now that I realize what people have really fought and died for, that's not just talk. That's being persecuted for America, being persecuted for freedom, being lied about, being attacked. It doesn't make me feel like a loser.
It makes me love America even stronger, because now I begin to understand what it's really all about, the dream of what America could be, the true Renaissance, compared to what these other systems are based on, being royalty or being communist. You know, Antifa and Soros, the communist clan, they want to empower people, but they're anti-free speech, they're anti-gun, they're anti-free market for the average person. And they're all these super rich billionaires like Bloomberg and Soros and the rest of them that literally want to create systems that make us totally dependent on them, where we have nothing and they have everything. But President Trump doesn't say that. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be successful. He's certainly not perfect. I've got some big problems with him I'm about to be talking about soon. But I just want to play part of this song, because if we don't have a country, if we don't have a republic, who are we? And who are they that are telling us don't have a country, and that we're bad to even exist? That's the question we need to answer. So I want to play part of one of the most beautiful songs out there. And then as it ends, make some final comments and let David Knight take over. He's doing a superlative job. And the big coverage we're going to have from D.C. with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez, Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett, myself, and others tomorrow. And Owen and the rest of the crew are going to stay here throughout the trial. But let's go ahead and just play this beautiful song that the globalists absolutely hate. Here it is.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, it's right in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt.
As we finish this song here, think about it. It's talking about family. It's talking about God. It's talking about America. It's talking about, at least, you know, we have the flag, and you know, and it still stands for freedom. And they can't take that away. And that's what they really want to take away. And they really are assaulting America, replacing it with a post-human, godless, satanic world. And I saw America here in Virginia. I mean, I wish I saw the spirit in Texas up here in Virginia. And I know they haven't gotten up to gun confiscation yet in Texas right now. But we don't want to get to the point with the electronic voting machines where they do this. So I'm going to say this in closing, have David Knight take over and get back to all the news he has. Ladies and gentlemen, this is such a fight. There's so much going on. It's so serious. And I'll just be point blank honest with the audience. I would not be here if you weren't supporting us. I had a business plan to sell out most of the supplements and high-quality products, but knowing that DNA Force Plus and that Living Defense would be back in stock by the middle of January, that those are best sellers, and that those would then be able to fund what we're doing. But for whatever reason, this hasn't happened before. Both of them are several months behind and aren't going to be in for a while, and it's crippling us right now because we sold out of so many of our products. The other ones we've got are already discounted. We can't discount them much more. And I see the trajectory. We would run out of money around November, even with reject out and what we think we're going to sell at this point. So I just need listeners to step up. You see what InfoWars is doing. You see how we're delivering. We're all connected to each other. We're all on the same team. These are great products you already need. 33% off the fish oil. But that's the main thing we've got back in. We only got so many bottles of it, so it's going to end up selling out on before the other stuff comes in. Ultimate Fish Oil has the best krill, the best salmon, the best anchovy. It's super high quality with none of the mercury. So good for your body. That's back in. And, yes, X2 has been sold out a while. Deep Earth Crystal, the very best iodine out there. The truck arrives in the morning. We've got the tracking made here in the good old USA. We have a DEA license, you know, at the factory to even have it because this is pure iodine. And you know, they can use it, obviously, as a precursor for stuff, but not once we transfer it into the bottles we sell. So good for your body. That is going to be 40% off. You got to understand, folks, we only mark it up about 130%. And so when we do 50% off, we're making 60% or so. That is, we need to sell a lot of the product to fund ourselves. But X2 has changed my life, changed so many other people's lives. All InfoWars does is deliver. Everybody knows we're the real McCoy. Get your X2. X3 is also 40% off. It's excellent for deep earth crystal, but two other types of iodine. For some people, it uploads better. Just check into it for yourself. They're apples and oranges. They're both excellent. That is in stock as well, but it's about to sell out, actually. So I told people, I'm not playing around selling out of stuff. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I'm not going to get into it, but we run into this before, where that's how we discovered X2. I took away our other big iodine supplier, and then we found out a way to do it that was even better. But InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, get a book, get a T-shirt, get some film, sign up on auto-ship for things like Super Blue 4-Rod-Free Toothpaste or the Whitening Toothpaste Super Silver. Sign up for auto-ship, an additional 10% off. But the toothpaste are both 40% off right now as well. If you get X2 and X3 together, they're 50% off. And I told you, I can't really do 50% off anymore. But if that's what moves it to fund the place, I have to. But we're really going to get in a position that by the end of the election or next year, the InfoWars is not going to see us on the road or as effective or all the crew we've got. And I just don't want to bow in the face of the enemy attacks. I want to continue, and you see us busting our butts. So please commit to InfoWarsStore.com today. Commit to the fight. Sign up for auto ship on things like coffee and the toothpaste you know you need, and tell friends and family about it. I really appreciate you all. InfoWarsStore.com. It's been a great day. David Knight's going to take over on the other side for the rest of the transmission. And War Room coming up with Owen Schroyer, Savannah Hernandez on the road. Please spread the links. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere. You are victory.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Alex Jones in Richmond, taking a look at the peaceful demonstration, lobbying, if you will, of more than 50,000 people there on Martin Luther King Day, because they always choose that for Lobby Day, because that's the day that people have off from work. So that's an opportunity for them to go talk to their legislators, but they don't want to have any free speech. And it just hits me as the height of hypocrisy. But on Martin Luther King Day, you know, one of the most famous quotes of Martin Luther King was that we were going to judge people on the content of their character and not the color of their skin. And yet, who do we have shutting down our civil rights? None other than Governor Kuhneman Northam, the guy that we should be judging on the content of his character and not on his blackface or his Ku Klux Klan hood. You know, when you look at the people who are real racists, calling everybody racist, projecting his racism, projecting his and other Democrats' ideas. We're going to have to use the National Guard to confiscate people's guns. Well, if you think you're going to be able to do something with that AR-15, you better talk to people who are in the military and have been in Afghanistan and so forth. It's like, well, why would we have to use our AR-15 to keep our rights to defend ourselves? You mean you're implying that you're going to attack us like Eric Swalwell did? You're saying that you're going to do gun confiscation like Beto O'Rourke and Eric Swalwell both appeal to the mob that is now the Democrat rank and file? These are the authoritarians, the totalitarians, who want to take every last freedom you have in every aspect of your life. And it's just absolutely amazing. And it is a warning to all of us as to how they control the media, that they can continue these baseless accusations of white supremacists, racists, and so forth, and violent people, and you see that none of that is true. As a matter of fact, we have the New York Times, as they come out today, endorsing, and it's the first time they've done it, they just can't make up their minds. The Democrat field is just so rich that they have to come up with two people. And so they came up with Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren. The New York Times endorsed either of them for president, and as part of this, they smeared a Trump supporter from Queens, New York, as a white nativist, as they were endorsing these two totalitarians, Amy Klobuchar and especially Elizabeth Warren. They said, well, you know, we want somebody who is kind of, you know, reasonable, or and then somebody who's radical. Well, you know who the radical is, don't you? The radical liar, Elizabeth Warren. The Indian, the liar, they talked about President Trump's brazen corruption. We're going to find out about brazen corruption tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow, the book Profiles in Corruption is going to be released, and I'll give you kind of an overview of it tomorrow. You know, there's not a single anonymous source, but he's got more than 1,000 documented sources for what he does. None of them anonymous. You know, that's the way the Washington Post and the New York Times, they all run with anonymous sources told us this and that. But they went on to describe, as they were endorsing Pocahontas, they referred to President Trump as racist and as his supporters as, quote, bigoted outpouring licensed by the Trump campaign. Now, where do you get your licensing for that? Where do you sign that licensing agreement to be a bigoted supporter of President Trump? That's absolute nonsense. As they talk about this, remember that the guy that they focused on, going back to November 3rd, 2016, just before the election, there was a rally in North Carolina, and there was a man who came down from Queens. His name was George. But most people referred to him in the press as the epic Trump guy who brought the rally to a standstill. Everybody referred to him as the epic Trump guy. And they're portraying him as a racist. Is he a racist? As they point out in this Breitbart article, they said the man was not shouting anything about race or nativism. He was just a supporter. Many media outlets interviewed him. And they said while he was clownish and boisterous and yelling Trump for president in a booming voice, he said nothing at all about race. See, this is what all of the mainstream press and the Democrats continue to do. And they continue to do this and they get away with it. You hear this massive echo chamber of the mainstream media because they are effectively funneling down free speech, your free speech on social media, as well as the free press that has grown up on the internet. They're in the process of shutting that down. And I would argue that they already have more control over public discourse and information and what you see and hear than they did back in the days when they just had the three main networks that got their talking points from the CIA. We just had last week exposed in the UK documents showing that Reuters as well as BBC were being paid by the British government, by British intelligence, just like you had Operation Mockingbird here. But what was this guy doing that they said was right? He shouted, Trump for president, we love you, Trump, lock her up. And at one point, he also yelled, Italians for Trump. Well, is that racist? Oh, it must be. If this guy's from Queens and he's Italian, he must be a racist. This is the way these people think. And yet, if you've got a governor of Virginia who chooses out of four pictures, one that has one guy in a Ku Klux Klan hood and the other one in blackface, no problem at all. And nobody calls him on this on Martin Luther King Day. We're just supposed to accept his racist projection. You know, since Robert Byrd died, the long-term senator from West Virginia, who was actually a high-ranking Ku Klux Klan member. He didn't just play one. He actually was one. You know, you have Ralph Northam playing one as he's in college. I mean, he's not even in high school doing this. But since Robert Byrd died, and of course he was eulogized by the Clintons and all the people who were in the Democrat Party, there is no higher profile racist than Ralph Northam. And yet, he gets away with projecting this onto people who aren't racist at all. That's why I said at the beginning of the program, you know, President Trump on last Friday, on National Religious Freedom Day, he talked in his speech about the growing totalitarian impulse of liberals. And that is absolutely what we're seeing here. As a matter of fact, when you, it's not just the Democrats. We have people like this in the Republican Party. The Lincoln Project that has George Conway, Kellyanne Conway's husband. I talked about this at length in the morning show, which is 3 hours before this show begins. I talked about the people behind it. And I said, besides George Conway, every single one of these people were the most radicals, most radical people within the LGBT movement. The co-founder of this group had been part of the Log Cabin Republicans, and she was demanding in New Hampshire that they criminalize anybody talking about the power of Christ to get somebody out of the gay lifestyle if they so desired. But you can't talk about that. We're going to make that a crime. And when the New Hampshire Republicans refused to do that, she resigned from her being on the board of the New Hampshire Republican Party. She got out of the Log Cabin Republicans because Log Cabin Republicans said, hey, President Trump doesn't have a problem with gay marriage. Let's just take the win and move on. She said, no, we've got to push this further. Right? They want to criminalize us. Absolutely intolerant and intolerant about every aspect of your life. They are the totalitarians. The left are, but it's also people in the Republican Party, like the Lincoln Project, a big group who, and their first video coming out was what? It was attacking people who were Christians because they supported President Trump. And at the time, I pointed out, and even the Babylon Bee said, had a satire article, a guy who was a Trump supporter. He said, hey, look, I don't really care. I just want to vote for somebody who isn't going to criminalize my Christian faith. And that's what the Democrats want to do. They've already passed the so-called Equality Act. President Trump said in his speech a week ago, in public schools around the country, authorities are stopping students and teachers from praying, from sharing their faith, or following their religious beliefs. See, under the First Amendment, that's called free exercise of your religion. He had with him at the White House Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach who was fired because he silently prayed on the field. And President Trump said, tragically, there is a growing totalitarian impulse on the far left that seeks to punish, restrict, and even prohibit religious expression. It would have been unthinkable many years ago that something like that could happen here in America. He called the right to pray a very important, powerful right. And this is something that has been ignored since 2003. Even George W. Bush didn't do anything to protect our free exercise of religion. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert
Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.